Om Shanti. This is the episode 16 of Beyond Questions. Question number 25. In self-progress group classes, it was once told, twice, that there is not so much difference in the stage between the people who do not do Amrit Vela and those who sleep immediately after Amrit Vela. Is it true? So there are two categories of people. First, those who get up for Amrit Vela and then sleep immediately after Amrit Vela. And then they get up at 5:30 or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 6:30 or sometimes 8 o'clock also. Because once you sleep after Amrit Vela, it is difficult to control the sleep. So it can become 8 o'clock also. That is one category. Second category is of those souls who have long back bade adieu or bade goodbye to Amrit Vela. Recently I had met one soul who told me that she doesn't remember when she did her Amrit Vela, last Amrit Vela. She doesn't remember when she has done her last Amrit Vela. So this is another category of souls, and they do Amrit Vela, they don't do Amrit Vela at they don't do Amrit Vela and straight away get up at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 6:30 or 5 o'clock or 5:30, any time after 4:45. So in one of the classes I had said this, though this has not been said by Babdada anywhere in any of the Murlis, this was probably a churning, or probably on two occasions when I said this, probably I met people who came to me with this experience, or probably because of some churning on that day I had made this statement. So if you see the depth of this, just come first to the first group of people. These people get up for Amrit Vela and then they sleep. Okay, now you fill yourself with power, energy, joy, bliss, connection with Bab Dada, and after that what you do is you immediately go to sleep. Okay. So during Amrit Vela also, somewhere in at the back of your mind, you are preparing your mind to go to sleep. And that bed is pulling you. And you are thinking, once I finish this Amrit Vela, immediately I'll go and sleep. During Amrit Vela also that thought is there, because we are, human beings have the tendency to think of those things which you are going to do later or immediate future. So while doing Amrit Vela, you are maybe towards the end of Amrit Vela, maybe at 4:40 your thoughts start, ki you are preparing your mind to go to sleep. Okay, so you go and go to sleep, and during the sleep, whether it is with dream or without dream, now there can be two possibilities. Mostly it is with dreams, because it is morning hour and you get good dream. Okay. And then you get up. Now getting up, this Amrit Vela, which was in between, which had come, it is a past event already. It is a past event. When that happened, now you don't remember, because there is a new sleep in between, and in that new sleep and new dream. So this Amrit Vela has become a very forgotten event. Okay. This is a second Amrit. Now see, what is the Srimad for Amrit Vela to get up? What is the Srimad after getting up? You get up in the morning and you remember Baba. Okay? You get up in the morning and then you try to become bodiless. Whenever you get up. First time you got up, you did everything. But now there is a sleep and now there is a dream. And that Amrit Vela is a distant event in the past. And now when you get up, do you do all the things again? Now you are worried about bath. Now you are worried about brushing teeth. Now you are worried about getting ready. You are immediately thinking of all these things. Now you are not thinking now anymore about becoming a shariri. This is the second getting up. You don't think of, do you say good morning again to Baba? You have said good morning at 3:30. You slept and now you have got up at 6 o'clock. So do you repeat that? No. Second good morning. You don't say good morning. You don't sit in yoga. You don't try to become bodiless again. You don't do yoga practice. you don't do meditation, rather because now you have to rush for Murli, so you are preparing yourself with so many other things. So you are occupied with so many other things. Okay, so this, there are many group of people, there are many people who they have the habit, the moment the Amrit Vela is finished, they sit with their WhatsApp. At least half an hour they devote for Vishwa Seva, for for sending messages and sending goodbyes, good mornings and happy Guruvar and happy Sadguruvar and happy day and all such messages. All such thought for the day which they themselves never had read. But they want to send that thought to everybody. So thought for the day, sending thought for the day, sending Anmol Moti, yeah, pearls, and sending, yeah, good thoughts. So this is, they feel it is their duty to do that. And they feel that if they don't do that, the world would be deprived of these good things. So they are busy immediately after Amrit Vela. So if they get up at 6 o'clock, suppose, they would immediately get busy with all of these things because they don't get time again in the daytime. And probably Wi-Fi is there only during that period because they are at home, later on they go out and it is net is not working or you, charges are incurred. So many things are there. So this is the second thing. Third, now when you get up, do you have the same freshness which you get up in the morning and have? Because already that Amrit Vela which you did is a distant and past event. So you don't have that same power, same energy, same enthusiasm, and there might be so beautiful thoughts which had come in the morning. They are lost. This is the third thing. Fourth important thing is churning. Post Amrit Vela period is a period for study. It is not for sleep, most importantly. Post Amrit Vela means you need to study, you need to listen lecture, you need to give class, or you need to discuss knowledge, or you need to go in the proximity of nature and churn knowledge. All these things are included in that. So you are not doing all of these things. And the question is the same. So it is the same thing is happening with those who don't do Amrit Vela. So then you can also say that I did Amrit Vela at maybe before, like it is like whether you get up at 4 o'clock and do Amrit Vela or whether you were awake at 10 p.m. You can say that time I had sat with Baba at 10 p.m. and then I slept. So whether you got up in between, that doesn't matter at all then. So that is why the stages, the subtle stage, when I say stage, it doesn't mean that outside person will do service and everything, but the subtle stage, sukshma, that sthiti of that soul would go down. Because so many things you have not filled yourself with churning, with knowledge, with reading. It's a time to read Avyakta Murli. It's time to discuss knowledge. It's time to listen to some powerful, beautiful classes and write down notes. So all these things you are not doing. So that is one. Second question is, the Maya of West thoughts is very powerful. Baba has indicated in this direction, but it does not seem to be easy to free oneself from this. Sometimes the force of West is so strong in mind that we get anxious. How to be free from this? The entire Gyan Yoga is for this purpose only, to get rid of waste. And to get rid of waste, in one of the Murlis, Baba has said, one of the definition of Sampannata's perfection is to become free from waste. So, to be free from waste means to be perfect. So, it's not that easy journey. Because waste come to us in different form every day from different people, circumstances, different things. So first thing, how should we get rid of waste? That is the question so often asked and many times answered. Answered by Baba, answered by all the Dadis, answered by Maharatis, almost discussed everywhere in all the classes. But still the question remains. So how do we get rid of waste? Kamlesh? How do we get rid of waste? He's busy. How do we get rid of waste? Bring the causes. First find out the causes. Find out at least 5 causes or 3 causes. These are the 3 reasons because of which waste is entering my life. Just 3 reasons. We are not going to make a big list. Just 3 reasons. those three reasons may be persons, objects, places, anything, or facilities of science, some sadhan, or something like that. Just find out three reasons of waste in my life, one. Second, then work on those three reasons. Try to eliminate them, try to neutralize them. And then another important thing is bring the powerful, samarth. And the moment the powerful things would come, the wasteful things, the weaker things will go away. So bring churning of knowledge, contemplation of knowledge, discussion of knowledge, all these things. Keep yourself busy in some or other knowledge points, and keep yourself engrossed in reading something or other. See, there are two things. One is a general reading, and I think everybody should finish reading this book full stop in 1 or 2 days. First is general reading. Second reading is a reading for chintan, reading of churning. Or you can take any other different book, like you took this different book, you try to make a aim that you finish all the books of all the whatever spark books are there or whatever. One is a general reading, that is for person. Another is a reading for churning. This is a absolutely different reading, where you are reading very small things, very small paragraph, and you are churning more. One reading is that you finish reading this. You might get 1 or 2 lines very important which you can note down somewhere without any aim of thinking too much. Just read it, but make it a point that you finish this book in 1 or 2 days. Finish it fully. And then every day you just read small paragraph and churn it. So this is how you keep yourself engaged in churning knowledge. So first is finding out reasons for waste. Second is churning knowledge. Third, how to get rid of waste? Find out what are the disadvantages of waste. If this thought comes, my time is wasted, energy is wasted. So many things are wasted. So many things are wasted. When I had come to the hospital, there were so many things happening which were against the principle or as standard norms, which are not there in other hospitals, but they are happening. So I had made the point, I have to do this, I have to change this, I have to change this. And the more I struggled, the more there was a friction. Because this should not be there. It should be like this. It should be like this. It should be like this. Because everything is, but the thing is that it is not possible for you to change everything. You can change to one particular, to some extent. But if you try to make it, because this is a different setup. Different people. If we feel that because we always worked in that atmosphere where everybody is perfect, where everything is there, all things are available. Here things are not available. Here junior doctors come to us. They work for 1 year. They come very raw. They don't know anything. They learn everything. And once they become expert, they go and join some other place with bigger salaries. And we worked day in, day out for them. So also with staff. Very raw. New people come. You train them. You teach them everything. And they learn very fast. But then they go away. Because even some of the those who are in Gyan, because the lure, the allurement or attachment of money and all these things are so much, they don't want to stay. Because then somebody, if they get something more outside, they move out. So that is the thing. Then now the question is how much we should struggle for them. How much we should put our efforts in training them. So that is the thing. So we need to understand where from the waste is coming and how to stop that waste and what are the disadvantages of that waste. Anything which is inducing waste, just stop it. Focus on the disadvantages, focus on the losses, focus on the dissipation of energy, how much you have to put in your energy for all those. So that is thing. And see, many things are there in this. I don't want to extend this topic because we on and off keep on discussing this, how to eliminate waste, entire this gyan, charcha, this classes. Keep yourself busy in some or other thing. keep yourself busy in gross services, keep yourself busy in center services, keep yourself busy in churning of knowledge, keep yourself busy in new creativities, bring creativity in your meditation, attend seminars, join different classes, learn new skills. And one of the new skills which I suggest is learning language. Learning new language. Because when you start learning new language, your mind is busy. Automatically. You are automatically busy. anything. You can learn anything. Whether it is a Sanskrit, whether it is Urdu, whether it is English, whether it is Hindi. Any new language, when you learn, your mind becomes busy. And you learn that language using Jnana and Yoga. Using this knowledge, spiritual knowledge. So, instead of reading that Murli in Hindi, you start reading it in English. Instead of reading it in English every day, you start now reading it in Hindi. Those who don't understand Hindi, they should make it an effort, attempt to learn Hindi. So, when you shift your mind, at least two or three languages, you should be able to churn the same thing. You will find new points are coming out. You can have some switches here. Hindi, press Hindi. Press English. Then press another here. Keep some switches. Okay? Arjun, press and then you start churning in that language. Another press, then churning in that language. So the more languages you use inside the brain, and in there is a very beautiful saying in English. If you want to learn English, murder it first. You have to murder it. You have to kill it. For that matter, any language. So learning language and utilizing it for seva, it will always be useful. It will never go in waste. So that is what you have to, what I am bringing home point is that you keep yourself busy in classes, in learning, in churning, in writing, anything that will help you progress spiritually. Okay, so this is, I think that answers the question. Om Shanti.